Page 94. Listening Practice 4. Mystery Shoppers. You are going to listen to an interview about mystery shoppers. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Today we're talking to Toby Mason, full-time student and part-time mystery shopper. Hi, Toby.
Hi, Rachel.
This profession has really grown lately. Last year, there were thousands of mystery shoppers working in Britain. So, what exactly do you do?
Mystery shoppers go into shops and businesses, posing as ordinary customers. They evaluate things, such as the friendliness of the staff, the promptness of service, the quality of the product, and so on. Then, they report back to the company that has been employed by the business's owners. This gives the owners a realistic picture of the business.
Can't the owners just check these things themselves?
Not really. First, they're often very busy and are unable to see everything and be everywhere. And second, when they do check how the business is running, they don't always get a realistic view of things. Employees are generally on their best behaviour when the boss is around and don't act naturally.
That's true. So now let's talk about the perks of this job. I suppose you get a lot of free meals and clothes, right?
Yes, but getting free stuff is not always as great as it seems.
What do you mean by that?
Look, it's a great way to earn some extra income, but I usually have to pay for the goods or services myself, and I often have to wait ages until I get the money back.
That can be frustrating. How do you know what to do when you go into a shop or restaurant? Do you just pretend you're interested in buying something?
Well, there are very strict guidelines that tell you how to act and what to say. Obviously, you can't take any notes because you're pretending to be an ordinary customer. So you have to be very observant and memorize everything.
And do you have to write reports afterwards?
Yes, of course. You spend almost as much time with the feedback as you do on the assignment. And if you make mistakes or don't give enough details in your report, then the company may refuse to pay you. For example, once I wrote that the waiter in a coffee shop was friendly, but I should have stated whether he introduced himself and smiled, if he listed the specials clearly, if he refilled my drink promptly, things like that. And once I almost revealed my true identity because I hadn't thought of all the details beforehand. I was assigned to a pet shop and I was supposed to be buying food for my dog, but I had no idea how much this imaginary pet weighed. It was quite embarrassing.
Tell us, what's the hardest part of the job?
Well, to be a good mystery shopper, you have to be brutally honest. And sometimes you feel sorry for the people you're reporting on. You don't want to cause anyone to lose their job. But then again, it's your job to be honest.
And what's the best part of the job? The free holidays and spa visits I've heard about?
Actually, most mystery shoppers never get opportunities like that. Only the best and most experienced ones do. Still, I'm happy I have this job. The hours are flexible and I can study while I work.
Well, Toby, thanks for sharing your experiences with us.
You're very welcome, Rachel.